This gospel reading from today reminds me an awful case back home. It was during Civil War that we had for 10 years. A friend of mine who is priest, newly ordained, a week after his ordination, he was sent to celebrate Mass at the prison. And there he saw a man who killed his father. During the Civil War, we had many mass killings. So when he was celebrating Mass, he saw that man, and they knew each other. And that man who killed his father was telling people sitting next to him, pointing them to the father, and he said, "That father you see, his father gave us a hard time to kill him because he was a very strong man, big and strong." So, and the priest, he heard about that. And he was new ordained with all joyful. And he tried to forgive, but you hear words like that, it is very hard to forgive, right? So you may forgive, but to forget is very hard, right? So you can see how much Jesus is very demanding sometimes. He asks us to love our enemies today, to pray for them. It is very hard. We have many conflicts with people who harmed us. To forgive them requires strength, strong conviction. But as Christians, we have to do so because this is the cost of eternal life that we are looking for, that we are seeking. So the whole gospel is the book of God's mercy. Love and mercy is what Jesus' teaching is all about. Everything Jesus said and did is an expression of the Father's mercy. He welcomed the outcasts. He forgave sins. And he came to seek and save those who were lost. He came to fill us with the abundance of his love and without no merit. We did not do anything to earn it, but just God's love. The gospel of mercy remains an open book meant to be filled with the signs of Christ's love. And the concrete acts of love we are called to show are the greatest testimony of mercy. This is how we become living witnesses of the gospel, bearers of the good news. It is through our love that we will be recognized as disciples of Christ. If we don't have love for one another, all we do is nothing. But how can we speak of God's mercy if we ourselves do not forgive? Of course, we may ask ourselves, are we truly capable of being merciful like the Father? Can we, in today's world, live as Jesus did? What seems impossible for human beings on their own is possible with God. Yes, we can, if we allow ourselves to be transformed by the Holy Spirit, by Jesus' teaching, if we strive to live out the gospel teaching. The Holy Spirit is the power of God working within us, the source of life for the body of Christ, which is the church. This truth is expressed
beautifully in the preface for reconciliation. When we are celebrating Mass, we say, God Almighty Father, your Spirit moves in the hearts of people so that enemies speak to each other again, adversaries reach out their hands, and the nations seek understanding. Yes, Lord, it is your work when love triumphs over hatred, when vengeance gives way to forgiveness, and when discord turns into friendship. His love endures forever. God's mercy is eternal. It never ends, never runs out, and never grows weary. It gives us strength and hope in times of trial. We can be certain that God never abandons us. For that, we must thank Him for this immense love that surpasses our understanding. He has forgotten our sins. He has forgiven them. And now He calls us to do the same. So to respond to this call, two attitudes are necessary: recognizing our own faults and letting go of the offenses of others. Throughout His life, and especially in His passion, Jesus showed nothing but love and mercy. We recall, before He died, He prayed for His enemies, but for all of us too. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. We must not receive this gospel as merely a moral lesson. What Jesus teaches us, He lived. He expects us to look at others as He did. He expects us to feel as He did and to act as He did toward both the good and the bad. His love for us and for the world is like a fire meant to burn away our grudges and all forms of violence that poison our lives. The prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi continues to inspire us. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where there is offense, let me bring forgiveness. Where there is falsehood, let me bring truth. Today, Jesus is asking us to love one another, especially to love our enemies, to pray for them. Even though it is very hard, the Holy Spirit is there to help us. God bless you.